I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. Demi Lovato's new podcast is up on Odyssey today. Odyssey. Her guest is Glennon Doyle. And they talk and reflect on gender performance, their individual journeys toward recovery, and what it means to trust your body. And this conversation actually happened before Demi came out as non-binary. So this episode contains content that surrounds addiction, eating disorders. It could be triggering for some people. If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, visit samhsa.gov for free info and support. And for information and resources about eating disorders, call the NEDA hotline, N-E-E-D-A, hotline at 800-931-2237.
The Radio Alice Report.
Well, very coincidentally, this Alice Report is brought to you by the Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
The very one you were just talking about.
Odyssey.
You can also get our secret show on the Odyssey app.
Sure can.
The Odyssey app is, well, it's the wave of the future. You can listen to radio wherever you have your phone. Wherever you go,
so
it's right there on the app. You can listen to radio.
Mm-hmm. We've got it all for you.
So no longer do you have to go out to your car and sit in your car to listen to your favorite show. You can listen to it on your wherever.
Odyssey.
Through the Odyssey app. All right, here's what's happening. This is bad news. I got a text early this morning from someone that had said, "What's going on in San Jose?" And at the time, I was like, "Well, I'm sure lots of stuff," but I didn't know what they meant.
Right.
Now I do know. The headline reads, "Shooting with multiple fatalities near downtown San Jose." So we're talking about near the airport area, near the San Jose airport. Police and sheriff's deputies responded to a shooting involving multiple fatalities. This was this morning. It just happened near the Valley Transportation Authority yard of downtown, the VTA. People with direct knowledge, they say that there's multiple fatalities, but they can't confirm how many yet. They do say the shooter has been, they're wording it here, the shooter's down. So that's probably one of the fatalities.
Right.
The scene now has helicopters. I'm looking at footage from NBC Bay Area. They've got it roped off. A big area around there is roped off so that they can, I'm sure, keep, you know, looky-loos away while they try to investigate what happened here. But again, there was a shooting. Early this morning was an active scene. Now, I have another report from someone saying that, let's see, let me find my other, I have a couple stories here.
Yeah.
This is the one. KTVU has reported that they heard from a mother of a VTA employee who told her that the shots were fired at a union meeting somewhere at the headquarters there.
Oh.
That, again, is not.
It's hearsay, sort of. And
yes, I mean, I certainly don't have any facts surrounding this incident. I'm just trying to gather stories. This is breaking news. There was a shooting at the VTA facility. This is on Younger Street. It's left several people being treated. They have fatalities. The shooter is no longer a threat, and the facility has been evacuated, but we have no details about beyond that at this point.
Yeah, once they get it in hand, I'm sure they'll do a press conference to answer questions. This will unfold throughout the next few days, I'm sure. Oh,
right, but again, this is in downtown San Jose.
We're just talking about San Jose and how and having fun with, you know, how Google's going to do their thing there. And God, that sucks.
It's right near the airport, though, so it's off 87, in between 87 and 101, the location we're talking about. It's, I'm sure, going to cause, well, I would think it would cause more traffic as people are like, what's going on? What is that? What?
Right.
Why is a helicopter hanging out overhead? So anyway, that's the breaking news that I hate to report, frankly.
Yep.
And yet that's what happened here this morning. All right, moving on. Summer vacation. You know, I just mentioned the airport. Plenty of people plan to split town this year. It looks like summer vacations are back. This year, 53% say of people say they'll definitely take at least one trip. And there are others saying, I'm getting out of here more than once. Yeah. I got to go.
Adios, so, amigos.
That's good. I think it's great. I think that many of us have been pent up and need that sort of...
Yes. Let's get out of Dodge.
Wherever your spot is where you get that refresh, that sort of... You get you back, you know?
Reset, yeah.
Yeah, wherever that is. Sometimes that's Hawaii. Sometimes that's where your friends live. Maybe you got to go visit your friends wherever they are. Whatever works, looks like it's going to be happening this summer season. I know that one of the stories that's not specific to that one, as that story is about Americans getting back to travel, this one is about air passengers are being warned, you will wear your mask or you will not fly.
Yeah.
The U.S. government officials monitoring the airways say, we're not going to be tolerating passengers who refuse to don masks as air travel surges ahead of the summer season. We know travel's coming back, and we're letting you know now. We know there's mixed messages. Here's the facts.
Here's our message to you. Wear a mask on the plane.
Yeah. Period. That's their deal. They say there's a recent spike in unruly passenger reports, many of them involving people who say, I won't wear your mask. Oh. Homeland Security is now getting out in front of it saying, let me be clear and underscoring something. It's a federal mandate that one must wear a mask in the airport, in public transportation, and on the airplane itself, and we will not tolerate behavior that violates that law. If you choose to do that, you're screwing everyone on the plane for your cause.
Right.
So don't.
Don't. Just play by the rules. Look, these, you know, you're free to not fly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're free. No one's trying to take away your freedoms. If you want to fly, though, here's what the rules are. It's like any rule. Wear your seatbelt. Don't drink and drive. Wear a mask when you're on a plane.
Look, I'd be the first one to say to many of you, you're right. Our government has contradicted itself way too many times in this situation that I feel like it's embarrassing as well. And yet,
agreed.
I do believe COVID's real. I do believe it was a smart idea for me to lay low and stay out of places where I could catch it. I'm glad I got vaccinated. I hope you do too. But I get it. I do get some of that taking things back and changing their story thing creates...
This has been mishandled from the get-go.
It not
There's
only
no
creates
question.
Confusion, but it certainly opens people up to other storylines.
It does.
So I get
of people
that,
selling
but
you those.
Again, their reporting is this. You can't fly without a mask. So if
the
you
end.
Won't wear one,
end of story.
Take your car.
Or just
While we're on the travel thing, it looks like Orange County has recently moved into the yellow tier. That's down south where Disneyland lives.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that means Disneyland will be able to increase capacity here immediately.
Oh.
What does that mean? It means the park will be more crowded, but also those of us who slept on getting tickets might be able to get in now.
You may have a chance.
So that's happening. Disneyland, it looks like, is going to be able to let more people in. I haven't even looked about whether or not they've opened up tickets or what the.
Well, you guys have big
is.
Plans this summer and then later on in the year. So, you know, maybe this year is not the year. But next year.
Yeah, I don't
year,
know. Woo-woo. I'd really like to go. But, I mean, I think my youngest would just be that wide-eyed, like, can't look
The like reason you go to Disneyland? Look. Is that what you're mentioning?
Oh, my God. Look at all the stuff.
I can't believe this is real. Is this a dream? What's happening?
Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty neat feeling. But, yeah, I think we will end up having to wait. Oh, well. What are you going to do?
Wait. That's what you're going to do.
Yeah, we're going to wait. With summer around the corner, people were asked about their ideal hamburger.
Oh, okay. I'm ready for this. Delicious. I love hamburgers.
Most people say, here's what a good burger looks like.
Okay.
All right.
A thick patty. Mm-hmm. They like American cheese over the cheddar.
Oh, I go cheddar.
I guess they
or
get
Swiss.
A better melt out of that.
All right. Any cheese. I'll take any cheese.
Yeah, I like cheddar, but I do get it doesn't melt the same way an American cheese does. Mm. Anyway, bacon, lettuce, ketchup, mayonnaise on a sesame seed bun. Lettuce, raw onions, tomatoes. No mention of pickles, though.
Oh, I love pickles on my burger.
I've come around on pickles a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm surprised, too, because forever I was like, that's not food. What is that?
Yeah.
That's the thing on the side of your plate that you push off it and go, what'd you put that there for?
Have you seen those new pickles that they do? They're like full coverage pickles. It's like they take a dill pickle and they slice them long so that you can like lay them across so you have a little pickle in every bite.
Oh, no.
Instead of just the discs.
Don't you like the mystery?
No. I want a little pickle in each bite.
Oh.
Yeah. My perfect burger is ketchup and mustard on the bottom, then the patty with the cheese on it, lettuce, mm-hmm. tomato, and mayo on the top. That's it. I don't want avocado. I don't want any bacon. I want it cooked medium. I like it to be pink inside, but not, you know, fuchsia. I want it cooked.
Right.
Oh, juicy ass.
One
burger.
Of the things
Give it to
I was
me.
Doing, this is during the pandemic, I put on a couple pounds before I was able to get them off me.
That's weird.
I'd make some bacon.
Yeah.
Get the bacon out of there.
Yeah.
Throw the burger patties in the bacon
in
grease.
In the bacon grease. Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
Get that cooked to just how you like it.
Yeah.
And then I'd have mayonnaise, barbecue sauce, cheddar cheese, and the bacon.
Barbecue sauce.
And that's it.
No,
and
no
the barbecue
lettuce.
Sauce was that super spicy stuff that I told you guys about.
What's that called again?
Everett and Jones.
I think they have barbecue restaurants in the East Bay.
That mm-hmm. stuff is
They're
good.
Local. Yeah,
I don't want really all kinds good. Of stuff mixed in my hamburger. Do you go for that? Because I know sometimes you can buy it like that at Whole Foods with junk mixed into it. I just want straight.
No, I was getting the regular burger, and I also was. That was it. Just I don't even put lettuce and tomato. Just the cheese, the barbecue sauce, the bacon, and the mayonnaise. Done.
Yeah. Sometimes you put cheese in it. And like chunks of cheese.
Yeah, cheese delicious. Or like even onion or other, you know, stuff mixed
I've had
them
made where
that.
They put in jalapenos and it was,
ooh,
it was
that sounds
good.
Well, that sounds good.
Great.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's your perfect burger. And, you know, as we
My
head into Memorial Weekend, I think that's probably on most people's plans, right?
Yeah. You know what? I haven't even thought about that, but I could throw a barbecue this weekend. Got a bunch of vaxxed friends. Oh, do you want to come? What are you inhaling like that for? You want to come over?
Who?
You're talking to Brynn or me?
Yeah, he went like this. Oh, you're totally welcome. Vinny, I just didn't expect you to drive all the way up here. But
oh,
yes,
no, I'm
absolutely.
Not.
I'll set a table
no.
for you. I have four seats at the table.
Yeah,
no problem.
I was like, wow, that sounds delicious. Barbecue.
Oh, we could do Mexican
way,
corn. Ooh.
If you're making burgers,
yes.
The people have spoken. They want potato wedges. French fries, yes, are fine, but they say potato wedges are the best type of fry to pair with a burger.
No, that's too much potato.
Too much potato. Agreed. No. I like a shoestring. Mm-hmm. But if I'm having a cookout, I don't want any French fries. Give me some nice potato salad. That's what I want.
No, tater tots.
No, stop it. The barbecue.
Tater tots.
I do like tater tots.
I like tater tots a lot, too.
I mean, I like a really whole lot.
It's like a little puff of deliciousness.
Yeah. Especially when they're really crispy.
Dynamite every time.
So it looks like as we head into summer, here's another summer-related story with Memorial Day around the weekend. There's going to be a shortage of fireworks.
Add it
to the list of supply chain issues.
We don't need those in California. We can't have those. Come on, stop it. Stop it with the lighting things on fire. It's fire season.
Stocks are down everywhere. Many people are saying we're still waiting on shipments from China. So whether or not that was the, oh, what was that canal that was all Suez. Netted up? Yeah, Suez the Suez Canal. Canal. Anyway, they say it looks like your fireworks season isn't going to be like it usually is.
That's fine.
I have another related story to both of those. Let me see if I can find
goodness.
It.
Oh, goodness.
The U.S. government is the number one purchaser of explosives in the world. The U.S.
Is that
government.
So?
The number two biggest purchaser, Walt Disney mm-hmm. Company. And it's for all the fireworks they buy every year. For
they,
all of their
basically every day they do a
they
fireworks
do a show,
show
every night, right? All yeah. summer long. It's they're the number two purchaser of explosives.
Right.
That's
so
all right.
All so, right.
It's not the bad guys like everybody thinks. It's Disney.
You sure? Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty well. It's fast back. I mean, I don't know. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, yes, Sarah, potato salad.
Mm.
510 says, y'all are making me hungry.
I know, I'm so hungry right now.
I hate pickles. 650, I was with you for a long time. I hate pickles so much, I wish I could travel back in time to prevent them from being invented. I'd pass up the opportunity to make millions. Bet on sports and get rid of pickles.
I love pickles. Sometimes I'm like scrounging around, you know, looking for something to eat. I'm like, oh, look, pickles. Let's have one of those. Well, I'm looking for something
says,
else to eat.
Too much potato, Coco? I don't know if you know this, but you can control the intake of potato.
No, I mean like, and another text just came in agreeing with me.
Potato heavy.
Yeah. It says,
the
I
potato
agree with Nicole, tater tots.
Yeah.
Potato, the potato wedge is just like when you bite into it, it's just like it's just all potato. You don't
it
really
might,
get
you might
like,
as well
the crispiness.
Just eat a baked potato.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. I want the fried part. Yeah. I want less real potato, more fried.
Yeah. If I'm going in for a full potato, I'll do mashed potatoes or a baked potato.
Right.
But if I'm signing up
Agreed.
For fries.
I don't need hunk of potato in my mouth now that I have to work through it to get to something else that tastes good.
See, Sarah and I got it.
Yeah.
You don't have to be so anti.
No.
Yeah, you two are
fully
too hardcore.
Forget it.
It's too much.
Potato wedges. Too much potato in a wedge. Thank you.
408 says, how Vinny described his burger is the absolute best. I fully support his burger choices. High five. Now I'm salivating.
High five.
Everett and Jones in Berkeley is the best.
It is very good. We've all tried it now, right? Have we all gotten ourselves a jar of that?
I haven't yet.
Oh, you'll like it.
I plan to, but
it's good, spicy.
I haven't gotten around to it.
415, it's just a text, so I don't know where they're getting their information, but I reported there was a shooting in San Jose this morning, and 415 is saying as many as 7 people dead.
Oh my god.
So I will get more information or we'll certainly jump in, or you can check with KCBS throughout the day. They update every 15 minutes, stuff like that. So that might be a way. AM 740.
Or 106.
Nine.
Oh, I was just going to skip that part because I don't know for sure. Yeah. Anyway, text number is 800-400-3697. We'll be back to read your contributions after the
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.